Carmen is coming to Wisconsin, to Madison, to the Overture Center, Friday, November 3rd and Sunday, November 5th at 8 o'clock and 2:30 p.m. respectively. The great opera by Georges Bizet. We'll include, in the role of Don José, Sean Penicar, who has joined me for a while this afternoon. Welcome to the Midday.
Thank you for having me.
And this is a first. It's a first for you anyway, and it's a first for the singer playing Carmen also.
Yeah, we're making our role debuts in Madison, and we're really excited about it.
And obviously you've seen this opera many times, heard it in one form or another many times, and of course you have to work within a director also, but what do you think you'll be bringing to Don José?
Well, you know, it's an opera that people, whether or not they actually have studied the opera, they usually think they know it because it's so famous. There's so many things that they've heard from, you know, commercials or just various mainstream sources that they've been acquainted with the music. And so the director likes to call it a director's nightmare because it's a show that kind of everybody comes to. They have expectations of what it's supposed to be. And it's trying to fit within. I mean, this production is fairly traditional. So it's telling the story that Bizet wanted to, but in a way that's accessible to modern audiences.
So you're not, you know, updating it and setting it in, you know, New York in 1935 or something like that?
Fortunately not. No, I have been a part of productions that have been updated, and sometimes it works really well, and sometimes it's catastrophically terrible.
It was challenging enough for the audiences as it was, not because of the music, but back in Bizet's time when it came out in 1875, I think a lot of people weren't that accustomed to something this close to the earth, you might say. This everyday. I mean, Carmen is not a goddess. She makes cigarettes.
Right. She makes cigarettes. It's a very risque show. She is a woman who has multiple love affairs with various people. And it was scandalous just because of it wasn't something that was discussed then. And it's funny to look back at it now because our culture has moved so far into kind of that degradation that existed then, where that was such a obscure thing then, but now it's just commonplace, and everybody is getting divorced, and everybody is getting remarried again, and people don't even bat an eye at it now. But you know, for me, looking at the story, it's still at its core about making bad choices and following temptation when you know it's not right.
Well, how else do you get an opera?
Exactly.
and of course, along the way, in all those mistakes, you get some fantastic music. And I should add that shortly after Bizet's untimely death in 1875, the opera did catch on and has stayed in the repertory ever since. And well, you mentioned some of the familiar aspects of the opera. This is certainly one of them, which has appeared in various places, including, I think, some commercials. Mm-hmm. So let's not go too far into that. The famous Habanera.
Yeah, and this takes place in Act One. Carmen works in a cigarette factory. The factory girls are getting out for their break, and all the soldiers arrive to watch the girls come out and basically gawk at them. And they're all in love with Carmen. She's the most interesting of all the girls. And Don José is the only one who doesn't pay any attention to her. And that's what draws her to him. And so this is just about how love is like a bird, and it's free, and you can't really tame it.
And this is Victoria de Los Angeles as Carmen. As I said, it appears in various places and various tempos also, of which that was, as you pointed out, Sean, one of the slower ones. That was the Habanera from Carmen, Victoria de Los Angeles, and Sir Thomas Beecham conducting the orchestra of the National Radio Diffusion Française. Carmen is going to be performed in Madison at the Overture Center by the Madison Opera. And there, Don José is with me. Sean Penicar comes over from Ann Arbor?
Yeah, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
to perform this role. And Don Jose does obviously notice Carmen.
You know. He does eventually, yes. In the beginning of the show, he's the only one who's not interested. He has a girlfriend, Mikaela, who's the perfect girl, perfect wife material. His mother loves her. He's all set for them to get married. And then Carmen catches his eye after he's the one that's arresting her because she gets in a knife fight and he's, you know, taking her away to prison. And he just gets sucked in, and he even tells her, he's like, I'm like a man that's drunk on alcohol, because he doesn't know what to do with himself, because he's been so in his box and doing things always the right way that the thought of even straying outside of that path has never occurred to him, nor has he ever really had that temptation. And so when it comes, he doesn't know how to handle himself, and he just kind of loses his mind, helps her escape, goes to jail, and then it's all downhill from there.
But of course, very musically, the downhill is quite attractive in the work of Georges Bizet. This is where the point in the opera where Don Jose puts his cards on the table as far as his relationship to
Sure, the tenor aria, also known as the flower song. Don Jose has been in prison for 2 months, and he's coming back to meet Carmen for the first time, and she basically doesn't believe. She's like, I don't believe that you love me at all. Because she's so manipulative. She is like the worst person in the world. And yet, Jose is, at this point, he's just like a puppy dog. And he's following her around everywhere. He has so many chances to just be like, forget this, I'm out of here. And live happily ever after with his Mikaela, his girlfriend. But he keeps coming back to her. And he's like, no, I actually do love you. And she's like, I don't believe you. And so then he sings this aria about how when he was in prison, the flower that she had thrown at him in Act One, actually during right before, after the habanera, he says that flower is basically what kept me going through my 2 months in prison, and I used to smell it, and I used to dream of you, and then I used to hate myself for doing it, but I'm still drawn to you, and I love you.
And in this case, we're going to be hearing Nicolai Gedda as Don Jose. The famous flower song from Carmen, Nicolai Gedda as Don Jose, and we have Don Jose with us in the form of Sean Penicar, who is performing the role of Don Jose in the opera Carmen with Madison Opera November 3rd, that's a Friday night, and November 5th, a Sunday afternoon in the Overture Center. Well, you always have to have, of course, the two lovers, however tortured and tormented they be, but then you also have to have some kind of auxiliary foils, character foils, and would Escamillo serve that function?
Absolutely. I mean, he's so full of himself, and he's so good at what he does. He's the toreador, and he's a celebrity in Seville. And so he barges in, and he sings about basically how great he is, and everybody's in love with him. And Carmen at first isn't so taken with him, because she still does have feelings for Don Jose, but then eventually she does give in to him, and that also brings about her own downfall, because that throws Don Jose into a jealous rage.
And we already know that there are knives on the stage.
There are definitely knives on the stage. There are knives and guns. I should say, Jeff Skubal is the fight choreographer for this show, and he works at Raven, which is a video game company here in Madison, and he does all the fight stuff for Call of Duty, which I'm not a big video game person, but I know enough about it to know that Call of Duty is a big deal. And these opera fights are some of the best opera fights that I've ever been involved with.
Well, talk about art influencing art, video games influencing opera.
Sure.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, and the fight that I have with Escamillo is a pretty good one. This is the Toreador song where he's just talking about being a bullfighter.
And this is Ernest Blanc as Escamillo. Toreador, agarre, Toreador, Toreador, songe bien, oui, songe au combattant, un œil noir te regarde, et que la L'amour, indeed, and the Toreador, one of the many highlights of Georges Bizet's 1875 opera, Carmen. And those performances again, November 3rd and 5th at the Overture Center in Madison. Madison Opera putting it on, and Sean Penicar will be performing the part of Don Jose. And if you're interested in finding out more about it, which of course you should be, you would go to madisonopera.com.
Madisonopera.org.
.org.
And go to the box office of the Overture Center. The day of the show, November 3rd, starting at 11 a.m., you can get student rush tickets if you have a student ID for any seat. And you can get those on Friday for the Sunday performance. It's not necessarily the day of, and they're totally student budget friendly.
Well said. Well, thanks for stopping by and giving us some insights into Carmen.